Henry Dwyer, but Lantica.
Back in her right ratings grade, big track of fail suit there. I reckon she'll run really well.
What's your best, Henry?
You held a gun in my head. I'd probably say Atlantica.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Head bobber, Atlantica undoubtable miss. Inside will win it, Atlantica.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do, and today we are at Pakenham on the synthetic to kick off the early mail week. And that's disappointing for our man Whitey because there's no shear or... What's the other words that we use?
Penetrometers.
There's no putting the knives
through.
Strength.
Walking stick.
Root strength.
Root strength.
What's the stick?
Going stick.
Yeah, no, it's sort of, I feel like walking out of the studio and getting a cup of tea and watching the golf for 10 minutes, to be honest, because I don't really have a role to play today.
My word, you do. You've got to sit there and enjoy everything that's going to happen here because we're at Pakenham on the synthetic. We need some winners, and Scotty Gullen is going to kick us off for the early mail week.
We got Chris Hyland. Morning, Chris.
Scotty, how are you going?
Well, I'm better than you because you got one in the first and one in the last, and there's 4.5 hours in between.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We're virtually playing at home, so might meet the missus at lunchtime for a rendezvous and then get back to the races.
So, I like the way you think.
Okay.
We'll let that go for now. So in the first, you got Jinder, who's the favourite in a 2,200-metre, ran second last start on the track.
Yeah, ran really well. She was stepping up 600 metres in distance, and Jake gave her a good ride, but I just told him to be mindful that she was, stepping up pretty sharply in distance. So she probably just peaked on the run, but probably beaten by a better horse on the day. So she's rock hard fit today. A modest bunch of horses.
I was going to say, you're $1.60.
Yeah, that's right. The bottom horse beat her home at Sale, but... that was at a mile, and I think 2,200 suits her better. But anyway, she's an 11-start maiden, so, you know, you can't crow her too much, but it certainly looks a good race for her today.
You can get in the committee room and start drinking the champagne after that, because at 4.30, you got the top in race 10, Vincent Van Gogh, who's second up, but 1 second up in its only prep.
Yeah, he's an interesting horse. The owners have been very, well, I wouldn't say patient. I wanted to sack him after his second preparation. We used to call him Vincent Van Slow, but surprisingly, he won that second start, and then his run the other day was actually pretty good, and Brad come in and said he was pretty unlucky and liked the way he hit the line, so he might be just a race day horse, because he certainly shows nothing behind the scenes, and that hasn't changed since last start. He sort of just goes through the motions, so hopefully the race day Vincent Van Slow rocks up today.
Well, I think, Daniel, with our betting strategy...
Mm-hmm.
$8 Vincent Van Slow,
mm-hmm.
or the $1.60 for the moral in the first.
No, we're going the $8.
Oh, I'd go the moral the first, the place Vincent Van Slow. And
there we
get,
go.
$4 or $5 and happy day.
There we go.
This is leadership, Chris.
Yeah, that's the way.
As is the lunchtime break.
you could be in for one almighty day, Chris.
Oh, it could be huge.
Go get it, mate. We appreciate your time.
Good on you guys.
Chris Hyland with two today. Race one, number five, into the place. Race 10, number one is how we're going to play.
Chris has got his strategy. Could have a very big day today.
Everyone loves the chicken parma for lunch with the bride. Good luck to him. Greg Urell
has got
a couple for us today at Pakenham as well. G'day, Greg.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. You've got two going around today. Race two, number 10, Roulette. Is your first runner and was second two starts back at Sale over the 1,205. Still a maiden over the 1,200 today. And was sixth in between at Sale again on their heavy. What do you make of today?
I think she'll certainly appreciate the firmer track today. I think the heavy just brought her undone last start. But I'd have no doubt that getting back onto the firmer ground, she'll be a bit better suited to it. So. But she's in good order. She's knocking at the door, and hopefully it's soon.
Right, well, hopefully today is the day for you. And then you got another one for us, race four, number one, Artie's Autobahn, which has had 415 trials but yet to race. what's going on with Artie, Greg?
No, well, look, he basically was sort of headed to or going to be headed overseas if he sort of was going to trial up to up the standard, but he didn't quite make the grade, so.
Oh, right.
He's heading to a racetrack here, but look, certainly I think the 1400 will be better suited to him. You'll certainly appreciate the firm track. I mean, his trial there on the synthetic was good, so he's that's not going to worry him. But He's a horse that won't show a lot of early speed, but he'll sort of get back a touch, but he'll be certain running on in the finish. But he's honest enough. He's no superstar, but he certainly can win us a race or two.
Righto. So of your two today, how would you spend my dollar?
Oh, look, I mean, I like the filly. I've always liked her. I just think if she gets the right opportunity today, that she's probably the one that should be able to salute for us.
Righto. Oh, we'll look forward to seeing how they go today. Good luck, Greg. Appreciate your time.
Good on you, guys. Thank you.
Excellent stuff. Greg Urell there with us for the early mail. So,
what did we end up with?
We ended up with race one, number five, the win into race 10, number one, the place for Chris Highland. And race two, number 10, Roulette for Greg Urell.
$5.
Just checking the mark. $5. Thank you very much. At tab.com.au. So, if you want to... You could put them together as well. If you got an extra dollar in there, you found it in between the seats, well, you could put that together as well.
The first one looks immoral. There's only six in it. A lot of plonkers there. That's a free hit. So we'd roll it into Roulette and then into Minivan.
There
slow.
You go. That's an opportunity for us as well for the early mile. That's the kickoff of the working week at Pakenham today. Good luck to all and sundry. We appreciate the time of the trainers, of course, giving us the insight into their runners. Today, 7 o'clock news time, Johnny Bowden with the latest news, sport and weather very, very shortly. And after that, the Rocket Rodney Eade will join us to wrap up round 13 of the AFL.